West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, several months after the city of Villarrica halted a transportation project connecting the downtown and the Mirror Lake community, Villarrica City Council this week unanimously votes to pick up where they left off and directed city staff to negotiate property easements and acquisitions along Claghorn, Darden, McCauley, North Carroll, and Gordon Streets. This suggests a plan to move on with the proposed shortcut from Mirror Lake to the downtown that would impact properties on the aforementioned streets. In the summer of 2024, that project was put on pause and staff was asked to analyze available facts and circumstances relating to the project, review potential alternative routes for the connector, and analyze all options relating to the completion of the connector road. This came after many had expressed concerns that the city's communications ahead of its, quote, attempt to interfere with their land for the purpose of developing the Villarrica Parkway was vague, unfair, and disrespectful. Now, if the city were to walk away from the proposed connector project, staff has suggested Villarrica could face financial penalties as it has made commitments through the 2023 creation of a tax allocation district, and the city also obtained bond proceeds to fund the proposed connector road. Councilperson Anna McCoy on Tuesday said the decision to call on city staff to negotiate property easements and acquisitions in the affected neighborhoods was a tough one.
In full transparency, I am sitting here with the decision to go with the people or possibly bankrupt the city. That's how I feel. That's how I see the decision. And I sit here right now, not 100% sure how I'm going to raise my hand. What is so disheartening to me is that this has been a year and we are back at square one. Nothing has been done. Nothing has moved forward. And that to me is so disheartening about this whole entire process, that a different resolution or something couldn't have been done. And to me personally, this is where it really, really, for lack of a better term, sucks to sit in this chair.
And a special called city council meeting scheduled for Thursday to further discuss the project's impact has been canceled. And Carrollton City Council, during its December work session on Thursday, discussing a pair of rezoning requests ahead of plans to develop close to 100 new townhomes off of Rome Street on Abbey Lane and West White Street. Trick Quality Homes asking council to rezone close to 4 combined acres located at 265 Abbey Lane in order to develop a 41-lot townhome community. Tritt also asking for rezoning at or near 128 West White Street, which is a neighborhood just south of Abbey, where the petitioner has shown a concept plan indicating 54 townhome units and one single-family lot along West White Street. I'm Colin Worthington.